when I first heard the comment made by the governor of New York State, Andrew Cuomo, about extreme conservatives have no place in the state of New York and how he defined extreme conservatives, I am so inured to the irresponsible statements of people on the left that it made no impact. This is the way they talk. And even if he is the governor of one of the larger states, I don't expect more. And I'm serious. Not meant to make a political point. It makes a political point, but that's not my intent. So it had no emotional impact. And then I will admit I was wrong. It's horrific. It's almost impossible to overstate the significance of Andrew Cuomo's statement. In a nutshell, you understand how the left sees its opponents. You probably know, of course, what he said in some interview on the radio. He had said that who are they? Are they these extreme conservatives who are right to life, pro-assault weapon, anti-gay? Is that who they are? Because if that is who they are, and if they are the extreme conservatives, they have no place in the state of New York, because that is not who New Yorkers are. So let's see. You have no place in New York if you are an extreme conservative, and an extreme conservative has right to life, pro-assault weapon, anti-gay. It's a very, very important comment. I regard the left as totalitarian in its nature. Okay, there. I bring the point. Look at everywhere they control, how they stifle dissent. Look at the university, and you'll understand. As the university is a perfect example, that's where they have more control than anywhere, and that's where there is the least freedom of speech in the United States, any institution. So there is a suppress the opposition, not defeat, suppress mentality that has always been on the left. If you saw the way people were treated who came out for Proposition 8, the attempt to ruin their livelihoods, we are to be destroyed, not defeated. We're to be destroyed. This is the left-wing mentality. It has been since Marx, and it has been everywhere there's a left-wing group. I don't mean liberals. There's nothing in common between liberals and left-wing. But the liberals today either are in the Republican Party or are no more. Talking about the left, there are some liberals still who believe that the left is not different from they, but they don't. They're naive. So let's analyze this statement. First, pro-life. You mean just an audio of him saying, okay, fine, why not?
Their problem is not me and the Democrats. Their problem is themselves. Who are they? Are they these extreme conservatives who are right to life, a pro-assault weapon, anti-gay? Is that who they are? Because if that's who they are, and if they are the extreme conservatives, they have no place in the state of New York. Because that's not who New Yorkers are.
Yeah, you see, that's it. It's a classic left-wing. That's not who New Yorkers are. It's like you're not a black if you're a conservative. You're a race traitor. You're not really a black. You're not really a New Yorker if you're pro-life. This is a common thread in left-wing thought. You have lost your membership in the race, the human race. Gloria Steinem said about Kay Bailey Hutchinson many years, she's not really a woman. If you're not a feminist, then you are not really a woman. If you are not on the left, you're not really a black. And same for whatever it might be. You are not really a member of the group. And I don't mean the group as defined by ideas. New Yorkers are not defined by ideas. New Yorkers are who's ever a citizen of New York. You're not a New Yorker if you're pro-life. So if you believe that the human fetus has more worth than a pimple, then you have no place in New York. And now here's the most important point of all of this. That is not extreme. See, Cuomo's view of himself is that he's moderate. No leftist thinks of Cuomo as the extremist in these comments. To believe that the human fetus, and I'm using the term that the left would use, I'm not even using unborn baby, using human fetus. To believe the human fetus has any more right to live than a cockroach is an extreme. It's extreme view. It's an extremism. Give you an idea of where the left is morally and psychologically. Next, pro-assault weapon. See? So that's the caricature of those who believe in the right to hold weapons. That's what it is, pro-assault weapon. By the way, in all my research, and nobody has ever defined for me assault weapon, it's really what it looks like. It turns out to be a cosmetic term, not an objective term. Okay? That's all. So it's an irresponsible comment because it doesn't mean anything to begin with. And the third what is the third here? Anti-gay. Anti-gay. Now, what is anti-gay? Today, anti-gay means that you think that marriage should be defined as a man and a woman. That's what it takes to be anti-gay. So, in other words, the president was anti-gay until 2 years ago. But they have seen the light, and now you are all anti-gay. So if you believe that marriage should be between a man and a woman, you don't have place in New York. You're not a New Yorker. Now again, if you want to be intellectually honest, a challenge for many, but if you want to be intellectually honest, putting aside the issue of whether it is right or not, whether it's right or wrong, the redefinition of marriage for the first time in the history of civilization to mean members of the same sex, that's the extreme position. Maybe extremely right, maybe extremely correct, extremely moral, extremely fair. But it's the extreme position. It's not an extreme position to hold that marriage should be between a man and a woman. If you wish to be intellectually honest. And, of course, there's no coverage of this. Because the media think exactly like Andrew Cuomo thinks. That's the point that we have to realize.